Good morning.
Well, as I was trying to think about what to do for our communion meditation, if you've noticed, I was passing out these Slim Jims to all the fathers and to-be fathers, and I worked really hard trying to come up with a spiritual analogy to a Slim Jim, but sorry, I could not do it. So we'll go a different direction. So as I was thinking about it, I had the enjoyment of being inspired by Phil Jordan back here. Thank you, Phil. Phil got me thinking about poetry. He's been posting some wonderful poems on Facebook from his grandfather. If you haven't seen them, you ought to check it out. And at the same time, Phil is a pretty good prose writer himself. In fact, the one you posted this morning was really good. Thank you for that. So my father loved poetry. As a child growing up in Hainesville, Louisiana, two or three times a week in the evening, he would gather all of us five kids around him at his feet, and he would read poetry to us for years and years. Hiawatha's Childhood, Paul Revere's Ride, Children's Hour, all by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Little Boy Blue, which is very sad, by Eugene Field, If by Rudyard Kipling. My favorite was Just for Christmas, I'm as Good as I Can Be by Eugene Field. My father's favorite was a poem called House by the Side of the Road by Sam Walter Foss. Anybody familiar with House? Okay, good. I'm going to read two stanzas, the first and the last. There are hermit souls that live withdrawn in the place of their self-content. There are souls like stars that dwell apart in a fellowless firmament. There are pioneer souls that blaze the paths where highways never ran. But let me live by the side of the road and be a friend to man. Let me live in a house by the side of the road where the race of men go by. Some who are good, some who are bad, some who are weak, some who are strong, wise, foolish, so am I. Then why should I sit in the scorner's seat or hurl the cynic's ban? But let me live in a house by the side of the road and be a friend to man. As a Christian, that's the way he tried to live his life. Always hopeful, always encouraging, always looking for how he could help people. I think that as a church, we're that way. The final stanza could read, let me be in a church by the side of a road where the race of men go by. They are good, they are bad, they are weak, they are strong, wise, foolish, so am I. Then why should I sit in the scorner's seat or hurl the cynic's ban? Let me be in a church by the side of the road and be a friend to man. I believe that's who we are. Do you? So today is Father's Day, where we celebrate fathers one day out of the year. But every day is Father's Day as it relates to our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much He gave His only begotten Son. Scripture says in Philippians 2, 6 through 11, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. By becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. Jesus was not just a friend to man, as the poem says. He was the Savior of man. He came to seek and save the lost. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So this morning, we remember the sacrifice that he made for us so that we can be free from sin and have the hope of eternal life with him. And by his example, let us each live in a house by the side of the road and be a friend to man. So let's take the bread, and remembering his broken body upon the cross, let's take it together. And then the cup that he shared, remembering the blood he shed on the cross, let's take it as well. And let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son. We thank you especially for the sacrifice that he made so that we could have hope of salvation. We thank you for your blessing. Help us to be an example of Christ's light. In his name we pray. Amen.